Yeah, can you hear me okay? Okay, thanks everybody for coming. Thanks so much to Joan and Jimmy. And I just want to say thanks to Joan for everything else you do for the poetry community. You're such a wonderful asset. And it's exciting to be reading with these people. I'm going to read a few from this new chapbook and then a few newer ones. This is called For Patty. I don't know what killed you, so I say it was the old wild life come knocking. I hadn't seen you since Katati, Petaluma, Santa Rosa in skin white as hospital walls, eyes dropped back deep and gone solid. Patty, my absent, absent one. Before that, we're 13, in the nowhere of our Bible Belt town. Black sky, black highway, black lake. Patty, my 1960s, my freight train howl, my cowtown shithole, my one knee on Main Street, my girls' room cools, my smuggled fifths, my conned hooch, my under the bleachers feels, my payphone bomb scares, my swords into plowshares, my tear gas parades, my cornfield arrests, my 15, 16, my arm in arm partner into dark water. Thanks. This is a newer one. This is called This Cold Night Will Turn Us All, and it's from a line in King Lear. The fool says this cold night will turn us all to madmen and fools. My brother is suddenly jobless, impossible. He's the family genius, the physicist, two kids bound for college, big house on a lake. He says days are okay, but nights he wakes sweating. It's 25 below in Minnesota. Even the dog won't go out. He skis across a lake by day, the week before him, shoreless. In his LinkedIn photo, he looks faded. I can't bear to connect him to the verb network. He's a fucking scientist. It has nothing to do with performance, they said. It's salary. You cost us too much. You and everyone like you with your bald heads and metal hips, your principles, your quaint loyalties. This is called Visit with Eva. She used a cane, but moved very fast, like water that circumvents all obstacles, curb, stairs, people, threshold. We sat on the white sofa. I feel as though I have nothing to tell you, she said, and laughed. I listened for an edge of fear in her laugh. Will you come back? She asked. Yes. How do you like work? She asked. Have you made a retirement plan? Will you come back? How's work? She embarked on each question with the old, bright inflection. She cracked the window to her intelligent self, but could not enter the building, or entered to find it had always been bare. By which I mean, has the sense of what she's lost been also lost? And the term she's serving now become a merciful one. A house in a meadow without clutter. And each time a bird returns to the feeder, it's the first time. This one is has a title, It Is Nor Hand Nor Foot in Mouth. So this is from the Romeo and Juliet, What's Montague? I don't know why I've got all Shakespeare all the time tonight, but I have actually read a couple of other books, but that's what seems to be the poems I got together. And this was just accepted by Raleigh Review. So thanks for telling me about that. Raleigh Review. Thanks to Ellen telling me to submit it. Forgot to type your name, forgot how to say it, forgot the sound of it, I mean the spell of it, forgot how to spell it, forgot you had a name, forgot you had a face below your hair, above your earrings, forgot the meaning of your name, forgot how to mean it, forgot your name means stranger, Barbara, which is strange because you're so familiar, you're like family. I call you by my daughter's name, her name is Rosemary, you're like a spice to me, a bloom, you're like a virgin. I call my daughter by her mother's name, that fiend, you're like a mother to me, you're like Helen Mirren in The Queen. No, scratch that. Helen Mirren's like my mother in The Queen. We saw it in an empty theater. You walked along the banister. You're like a cat to me, an acrobat. You're like prime suspect, Helen Mirren. Forgot the root of your name. Forgot its trunk. Forgot its limbs, its skin, its tender intersections. And this is called One Story from My Mother. That's not my stomach rumbling. It's yours. I didn't say that song reminds me of a truck backing up. That's a thought you created in my voice. I didn't say your shoulders remind me of the Washington Arch, but they do. And the arc inside the square is one story of your body. And your gait reminds me of a truck backing up. And the red spot on your neck reminds me of a helium balloon I let go of in the St. Louis Railroad Station. I was 4. It rose to the top of the dome and stuck there like a ladybug. I read on the label of a soup can, memory is a divided tree. I remember words that floated through the dome of the station. I remember walking out without my red balloon into the slurry and the slush and seeing that a city is a field of moving legs where cars and bustles rumble as my stomach has been rumbling, as your thoughts have rumbled quietly in others' voices. Your thoughts are wonderful and many-colored. They've traveled like hot air balloons through all the years you've lived. Your voice is a divided tree. I've stood between its whole trunks, listening, roots to darkened sky. This is called The Lost Poem. I'd stuck it in a mental cubbyhole. Then all the cubbyholes filled up with rice and shoes. Maybe this is how it went. I found a pencil with an actual point and looked for paper. The dryer buzzed. I took the clothes out. As I was folding them, the phone rang. I said, "Hello? Hello?" The silence opened like a scrap of paper. Was it a robot or a murderer? There once lived a girl in a Soho loft with hair like a two-story warehouse. By her phone, she hung a chrome whistle. Who was it that rang and rang and would not speak? Did the numbers he touched become points on her body, the rings and the pauses between them, her breathing? And what of the shriek of the whistle? I woke to say, of course, no need to write it down. It's obvious. The poem had a dampness and a list. Or was I sweating in the dream? A movie clings to me for days now, men with rifles and no masks. The poem did not have all that moonlight and blood. The poem had no horses. The woods below my home are white, their fragile branches lined in ice. The road is neither field nor road. Deer tracks pock the snow as far as I can see. Gunshots from the lower slope. I put the whistle to my lips. The poem lurches through the iced branches. So I'm just going to read one more, and this is called Maple Grove, which is not the real name, but it's a nursing home that my father was in for a short time before he died. And it's kind of the time when he had dementia, but sometimes was all there and then would be back to not being all there at all. They put him in the left wing, but by then he lacked a sense of serendipity or irony. He enjoyed the words, though. Sinister nurses, window on the parking lot. He no longer drove. He'd lost his mind sometimes. It came back for visits and left, like the rest of us. Then he lost his last name. The first shall be the last also. Did they think he wouldn't know himself as Edelman, Professor, Mister? They had time for one syllable, Milt. They were underpaid. So there went his parents, brothers, kids, adulthood. What's in a family name? Everything stank. Real flowers smelled like plastic. He no longer walked. He was not often pleasant. He'd lost his heart's sweetness sometimes. Of course he preferred the past. He could get there on his own, for one thing. The ice house at Lily Lake, where he hid with his twin on hot afternoons, like this one, the one in which he tells me that story, coaxed out for minutes into blessed shade. Then he explains hydraulic brakes. I think the growling was involuntary. After a long snarl, he'd sigh, okay, getting it all out, I guess, like when he said piss, shit, a man who never swore, who never liked my mother cussing in her two mother tongues, though he admired her flair for juxtaposition. He was passing through stages like a toddler, learning language as he lost it. I buzzed the nurse, my father's gurgling. Gurgle, said my father, traveling backward toward the first spring of sound. Jerry O'Malley visited daily. Milton Adelman, he said it on arrival and departure. Jerry O'Malley, said my father to his friend, learning that to name the whole person is to hold him fast throughout the arc of his translation, to reconstitute him daily at the heart's table. Thank you.